are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
So our school's always been really supportive of that ensuring that we as students are aware of what's going on in the world and how it directly impacts us and how we can help to challenge things like racism and inequalities in our everyday lives.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources, and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance, and research-based publications.
This week, listen to Ross McGill, founder of Teacher Toolkit, interview Maisie, a Year 12 student studying geography, French, and English literature in East Sussex. In today's podcast, some of the things we'll be discussing are how Maisie has been managing her studies during lockdown, apps that can help maintain good mental health, and Maisie's hope for Britain to tackle all aspects of inequality.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Talk at the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I am interviewing Maisie, who is a sixth form student. Maisie, could you introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell everybody what you're studying and where your school is based, where you're studying.
Hi, my name is Maisie. So as Ross said, I'm in the sixth form. I'm studying geography, French and English literature at A-level in East Sussex.
Okay, now we tested you before we came online here. Where's your nearest largest town? So we might throw that one later. So you're in East Sussex. Are you in year 12 or 13, Maisie, just to let listeners know?
In year 12.
And so you're doing geography, English lit, and the other one was?
French.
French. So how are you finding your studies during lockdown?
Yeah, so for me, they've been going quite well. Our teachers, they've been setting us regular work following our normal timetable. So that's been quite helpful for like staying with the routine and making sure we don't get behind on any work. Because obviously this has been quite a big chunk of time that we haven't been in school and having contact with our teachers.
How did you feel when lockdown was first announced? Was it excitement or was it a bit of bit of fear?
I think mainly for me it was a bit of fear because I'm sure a lot of people felt like this, but it's kind of the fear of not really knowing what was going to happen. Like something like this has never really happened before in kind of this modern society, so no one is kind of prepared for it. Especially in terms of at school, obviously everything was kind of put into place at quite a last minute because it came about so suddenly.
So we're in early June, and we're in week 12 of lockdown. How have you kept up with a routine? Because I know I'm going to bed a little bit later. If I don't set an alarm, you know, I've been getting up at 6 a.m. my whole career, so now I'm getting up at 7, 8 o'clock, sometimes a bit later, unless I've got things organised the day after. How do you keep a routine? What are you doing?
Yeah, so I think it is really hard, especially as because normally you're going from one place to the other and there's kind of a bit more structure. But for me, I'm making sure, especially during the week, I'm getting up at a constant time and doing my usual kind of morning routine, making sure that I start doing my studies at 9 a.m. when we would normally start at school. So again, just having that kind of routine during the week, but then at the weekends, making sure that I take time off, perhaps have a later night, wake up a bit later so that you can kind of differentiate between the two and it doesn't become quite as mundane and like all kind of the same.
And roughly speaking, how many hours per day are you spending on studies?
So I normally have at school, I normally have 3 hours of lessons a day and then 2 hours of like free period study time plus a bit after school. So I'd say I'm probably spending about 7 hours at the most, but it's no more or less than usual, really.
Through the week,
per day, yeah.
So, in terms of how your school supported you during lockdown, what kind of things they've been? How have they communicated with you from day one?
Yes, so our school, it's been super supportive. So through emails and through Firefly, which is like the website that we use to set our tasks, our teachers and our head teacher and everyone's been kind of regularly in contact with us, and like the sick form partial team as well, kind of checking in on just general things like how everyone's doing, everyone coping well, is there any struggling things, kind of just like in place of day-to-day conversations that we...
That sustained throughout all of lockdown?
Yeah, it has. So it's been from kind of day one, they've been doing that, and regularly, like once a week, once every 2 weeks, someone will check in with us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been really helpful. It's kind of felt like we're still being supported, even though we're not actually there.
And what kind of things have been happening? Have you had YouTube lessons, live videos, Zoom, you know, or just slides to read and things to submit? Give me an idea of the kind of things that you've been doing.
So really, up until this week, actually, we've mainly been having kind of like PowerPoint slides to work through, questions to answer that we then submit kind of through the website that we use for our work. So it's kind of been like that. But today actually started, so for year 12, they're doing face-to-face seminars through Microsoft Teams.
Mm-hmm.
So that's with like, so I have two teachers per class. It's with both teachers and about half the class. Just like 20, 30 minutes of contact time just to go through, like, so anyone, if they had any questions, they could ask them, or if the teachers wanted to go through any bits about...
I guess it's nice to see people as well as part of the lesson and have a quick chat with your friends.
Yeah, it is nice. And just to know that everyone's still there and that they're doing well. And even people you wouldn't necessarily like talk to outside of school normally, just to see people face to face and teachers, it's been really nice. I think it's really important to have that.
So what have you been doing to manage your mental health? You know, have you been doing a bit of exercise at home, going out where it's safe to do so? What have you been up to?
I'd say I've probably actually been more intentionally doing things like exercise more than normal, just to kind of have a break from being stuck inside the house, obviously like complying with government restrictions.
And what have your friends been up to? You know, what's the kind of mood of your friends and what have they been doing?
So I think a lot of us have been doing something that I wouldn't normally do outside of lockdown, but really focusing on kind of like mental health and meditation, things like that, and just taking time out to kind of de-stress and relax. And our school's actually been really good at providing us with resources every week to do for that as well. Just if we want to, we can dip in and out of it, which has been really helpful.
Which resource would you recommend, and which one have you looked at that's been of use?
That's a good question. I've looked at quite a few. And lots of them are kind of apps. So there's ones like Headspace and Breathe and things like that.
They're good.
Yeah, they are really good. I would really recommend them. And also another idea that they came up with, which I've found really helpful, I've actually introduced it to my family as well, is like having a jar of gratitude. So just writing things down that you're grateful for.
Yeah,
and it's just really nice. Yeah, I just love it to just think about it. And then we haven't done it yet, actually, but at some point just to read through them would just be really nice. And yeah, things you just might not even think about generally.
That's a nice idea. We started our little kind of gratitude jar probably a couple of months ago, actually, and we've been a bit slack putting things in, so you've given me a good reminder to go and put another note in today. Now we're talking start of June, just after George Floyd's murder in America. How have you responded to that in terms of your general feelings as a teenager growing up in the world, still seeing racism prevalent, and how people have responded also in the UK?
I have to say it's come as quite of a shock to me, I think. I mean, because obviously, like, living in the UK, it's still present, like racism and white privilege and society and things, but I think of, like, in terms of the violence and brutality, that bit came as quite a shock for me. And I think it's been all quite overwhelming to digest and things like that, but I think it's really kind of made me see the importance of talking about it and talking about those around you and challenging people's, like, if they make a comment or people's beliefs, if they do have more racist beliefs and things like that, re-challenging them with anti-racism.
I'm sure you've seen, you've watched the news, you've probably seen a lot of things on social media on your own channels. How have you kept informed during lockdown, managed your own social media mental health, you know, navigating between fake news and things that are a bit inappropriate that you shouldn't really be watching because of, I guess it's not our fault, it's what people push out there that we shouldn't necessarily see. How have you dealt with general news and using social media?
Yeah, so something I found really useful is if at all times it becomes really overwhelming, obviously a lot of it's been quite pessimistic, especially since lockdown has started and there hasn't really been, like, seemed like there's much hope or anything to look forward to. Something I found really useful is just taking a break for a couple of days, coming away, make sure I spend some time outside, like seeing with my family that I live with and things like that. I found that really important, mental health. And also with regards to fake news, really kind of just not getting too lost in what I see on social media and the rumours, and just kind of focusing on almost like the hard facts. Obviously, you don't just focus on them, but I think in terms of what's really happening, or I think that's really important.
Did you succumb to sign up to TikTok and look and producing some TikTok videos at the start of lockdown?
I haven't myself, actually. I know a lot of people who have.
How do you access social media? What's your screen time like? Are you on a lot, or do you moderate yourself?
I like to think that I try and moderate myself. I think especially since lockdown, I've been on it a lot more because it's how I contact my friends and doing like video calls and FaceTiming a lot more. But yeah, I think I do it so in the evening, kind of after dinner time, I kind of put it away.
Sure. So you mentioned your school recommended some apps to look at for meditation and kind of relaxation. Back in school, how has your school generally supported all your student population with, you know, racism, social media, inclusion? What kind of things have been going on in your school before lockdown?
So like our school's always, I'd say since I've been there, which is 5-6 years now, we've always had really educational and insightful assemblies. Mm-hmm. So there'll be like a week, or like once a week, every 2 weeks, depending on like how the rota is, and also if there are any like international days, such as like International Women Days. So our school's always been really supportive of that, and ensuring that we as students are aware of what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. and how it directly impacts us, and how we can help to challenge things like racism and inequalities in our everyday lives, even though it might seem like compared to the rest of the world we're in quite a small community. Like I say, our school's always been really good at helping us see the bigger picture and how we are a part of that.
So I'm trying to think, so you're 17 18, and we're in the year 2020 now. If I could get you to fast forward 10-20 years, when you start to become an adult in the working world, you know, post-university mm-hmm. age, what are your kind of hopes and dreams for Britain as a nation? You know, what do you hope that we can fix, or what would you hope to do to for the work for the country in terms of the future? What are your hopes?
I'd say a big hope of mine from when I'm like, since I've been a young girl, is to kind of really encourage equality and combat inequality, to do like racial inequality, gender inequality. Like I would really like to be a part of the change that helps to tackle discrimination.
And what are your career aspirations? What do you hope to do in the future?
I'm not sure exactly. It's quite a big question. But after university, I'm hoping to, I'd like to work in the kind of charity sector, like non-governmental organisations, or I do quite like the idea of like being a teacher and educating.
Oh, you mentioned the word teacher. Okay, great. right, so we're getting close to our 20-minute mark now. So I'm going to just fire loads of quick-fire questions at you and try and catch you off guard.
Okay.
So let's see. So I'm going to test you. Could you say something to listeners in French? Let's just test your French knowledge.
Oh, bonjour. Je m'appelle Maisie. J'aime beaucoup la France.
Okay, great. What's on your desk in terms of your school studies? What are you currently working on?
I'm currently working on a lot of my coursework. So I've got for English literature, I've got coursework, which is writing like a big essay for that. So that's what I've been working on.
what book are you reading for fun?
I'm reading a book called A Prayer for Owen Meany by John Irving, which is given to me by my piano teacher. She recommended it. And I'm only just at the beginning, but it's good so far.
If I had to get in with the kids, what Netflix film or YouTube channel do you recommend that we watch?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, I like Friends, which is like quite a classic one at the moment. But
I can cope with that one. But if you recommended a channel that none of us had heard of as oldies, who would it be? Or a movie on Netflix that we needed to watch.
It's really hard. I probably don't watch enough TV to answer this question.
What's in your iPod at the moment?
I do like Beyonce. Beyonce is good.
All right, test your geography here. What's the capital of Brazil?
Brasilia.
All right, I nearly got you. Okay, give me your country's flag with the colours red, yellow and black.
Belgium.
Okay, good. I'm very impressed. Okay. A piece of literature that you've read at A level?
Wuthering Heights.
And can you give us a 10-second synopsis of the whole story?
Oh my gosh. Okay, wow. It's so complicated. It's basically about the relationship between this boy and this girl and as they grow up in Victorian society and how they kind of torn apart and then they come together when they die.
Right, okay. Yeah, just
probably not very good.
What would be your top tip for managing screen time?
Oh, I think having a routine with it. So a time when you come off it in the evening and just basically limiting it.
Okay, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Describe yourself as a teenager in three words.
Oh gosh, I don't know. That's hard. I'm not very good at describing myself.
Okay, if you had the one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I think invisibility.
Okay. Last question from me. Who would you recommend I interview next and why? Could be anyone in the world.
Anyone in the world.
Anyone. I'm unlikely to get them if they're famous and amazing. But let's just see. Let's just unpick your brain.
Anyone in the world. I think at the moment, especially in the light of everything that's been happening in America, mm-hmm. I would like, I think Donald Trump would be someone quite interesting to interview.
I don't know if I'd have much say in the conversation.
No.
Okay, Maisie, it's been a real pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for your insights as a teenager, life in lockdown, and for allowing my listeners to hear the ups and downs of teenage life in modern Britain. I wish you all the best. Thank you for your time. Thank you very much. And best of luck in your studies.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.